All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
There it is. Johnny Paycheck takes this, take this job and shove it. Bob Lutz, Jason Duda with you on a Monday edition of The Drive. Mayor Jeff Longwell joins us. Mayor, how are you?
Doing fine.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. Thanks for accommodating us. We're curious what's going to be going on this week over at Maple and Sycamore and McLean. And are you starting construction?
So we're starting construction tomorrow. We're going to approve the first GMPs, the gross maximum price for some of the work that's going to be done here very quickly. They're going to start digging foundations. So tomorrow we're actually approving the cost of the wall that essentially frames the field itself. And so those foundations will start. And then we have three tunnels that we have also included in this first phase and concrete work that will be done. One tunnel obviously is going to be built for the visiting team, one tunnel for the home team. But we added an additional tunnel that wasn't in the first set of plans, and that is strictly for those with disabilities that want to get down to the field level right at the edge of the field. We'll have some ADA seats there where, you know, there's a concourse level that goes all the way around the field, and typically a lot of the ADA seating is at that concourse level, but we want those that have some physical challenges to have the same experience that anyone can have. And so we're building a tunnel that's a couple hundred thousand dollars just to allow people to get down to that field level seats.
Well, Mayor, I just got to ask, you know, obviously just starting now, is there any concern that it might not get done in time? I mean, this is just, you know, obviously a lot of people sitting here thinking, you know, less than 14 months before the first game. Is there any concern of that at all? I mean, there has to be a little bit if something goes wrong or that sort of thing, or where are you at?
So certainly everyone's always cautious, but if you look at some of the stadiums that have been built recently, some even in a shorter window, our construction team, our design build team is very confident that we will be ready to play and hold games there in April of 2020. The team's very confident. They've been working day and night on this project, and we're exactly where we need to be right now. And so they're everything is on schedule. And easy for me to say, I'm not the contractor that has to build it. Certainly understand there will be some anxieties and probably a few shouting matches as this thing is going through the design build phase during the year, but we're going to have a stadium ready to go in April of 2020. It's going to be a fantastic place and exciting, and it's more than baseball. It's an event stadium, and so there's going to be a lot of other things happening there.
Jeff Longwell with us, the mayor of Wichita. Of course, there's going to be a ton of stuff around this ballpark, retail, commercial, residential, a bridge over the Arkansas River from the east bank to the west bank.
And all of that will be done in phases. Obviously, the bridge is the later phase.
What's the later phase? Is that after the stadium's up and running?
So bridge will probably be after the stadium's up and running because there's no need for a strong connection there until we get some other things completed also. But my understanding is, and I've seen it, they're looking at building a hotel right basically just outside of the left field area. And some restaurants, they're planning on putting a brew pub in the stadium. So the stadium's going to have, you know, some amenities that people haven't seen before, along with I think right now it's somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 square foot NBC Museum. So National Baseball Congress will have an actual brick and mortar museum for the first time in their 84-year history.
Well, listen, I would ask you then, without the bridge, at least at first, the main entrance to this ballpark is going to be beyond the center field fence. How are people going to get to that main entrance without a bridge, at least initially?
So there's certainly pedestrian bridges attached to, both Maple and Douglas today.
Right.
So it's not like you can't cross those safely. I mean, there's very clear pedestrian pathways across those bridges. But understand that we don't have all of the parking worked out. There's going to be additional parking at the stadium. And so we're working out all of those details still with the development that's going to be right next door, and certainly with the hotel and retail and restaurants, they're going to want additional parking, on site. And so all of that's being worked through, and we're still not quite there because it continues to change until we know exactly what that entire footprint of all of the development looks like. Then we can say, here's exactly where 600 parking stalls will be.
I want to ask you about, you mentioned the NBC. Is the team good with being gone for 3 weeks? Is still going to be there? What's the scoop with the NBC tournament then?
So obviously this year the NBC is going to play all of their games out at X Stadium, but in future years, it looks like the arrangement is going to be where play-in week is still held maybe at X Stadium, and then championship week will be held at the new field.
Mayor Jeff Longwell with us. You've taken this out and shown the public. I was at a public meeting at the library a couple of weeks ago. There was talk of parking. Then there was talk about, this is typical of an urban area to walk to the ballpark. Now we're hearing you say 600 parking spaces. What has been
don't get hung up on a number. What I'm telling you is we don't have all of that worked out yet. But
okay.
We have additional parking.
But what was the fallout from the meetings you had? What if anything has changed in the thinking since you talked since you took this the ballpark and the schemes and the designs out to show the public?
So some of the things that we want to include are more artistic-like features on the facade itself and break it up so it doesn't look too industrialized in some views as you come in. And we want to have a maybe a more magnificent artistic feature to the stadium and the entrances. And so great feedback from the perspective that certainly we want everyone to walk up and go, I want to go in that venue. I want to, I have to check out the inside. Once you get in a stadium of this caliber, it's a stadium. The field is the field. Of course, having natural grass, I think, is going to be special, and people are going to be in for a treat if they're not used to watching a game on a, very manicured natural grass field. And the amenities are going to be over the top, and the field, but we need to draw them in, and we certainly want to have something that's very special. And so certainly changing some of the facade and the features and some of the artistic features came out of some of these community meetings.
And obviously it's an event stadium, so what other events and what other amenities are going to be there? And has anything changed from when you first talked about it to maybe in the meetings that you've just had?
Certainly, it's designed, not an afterthought, but it's designed as part of the layout to have high school football games there, and so you have to design the dimensions of that to account for, run-out space and certainly the end zones and all of that that you need to keep football players safe. And so you're going to have high school football games in the fall. The team thinks that there will be opportunities for some soccer games to be played there. They want to hold drive-in movie night because the screens for AAA stadiums are pretty magnificent when you look at, the size and the quality and all of that of the boards. And so they want to look at drive-in movie night. They want to hold concerts there. And they already have some pretty cool concerts lined up to hold there. And so it's, camp-out night for the scouts to come in and camp out potentially on the field itself. And then they said they're going to do a winter wonderland potentially and have a Santa village in the wintertime with, maybe a small ice skating rink or something along those lines. So it's just a lot of different events that will draw people to that gathering place that I think will make it very unique and special.
All right, before I let you go, my wife and I drove by last night just before dusk, and I'll probably drive by hundreds of times over the next 12 months or so. But she asked me, what are they going to do west of Sycamore? And I think it's a valid question. Is there any plan to buy up any property over there to expand the footprint of the stadium?
So they're potentially part of the development is to expand it west of Sycamore.
Okay. That's a pretty good question, wasn't it, Mayor?
So try not to reveal all of that stuff because I don't know if they have every piece of property under contract, and so I probably just cost someone several thousand dollars. Your great question, but well, don't let that bother you.
Well, you'll have their vote at least.
Well, don't worry. Nobody listens to this show, so you're good. Mayor, we appreciate your time as always.
No, happy to share.
All right. That's Mayor Jeff Longwell from the city of Wichita, who has been extremely forthcoming, not only about this, but about everything going on in the city. He's had, in my opinion, a tremendously positive effect on a lot of things that are happening in Wichita. And so what if I cost him a few thousand, right?
Yeah, you're okay with it.
Yeah, I'm fine. I can live with it.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll sleep fine tonight.
All right, back in a moment. This is The Drive, KFH Radio, Bob Lutz, Jason Duda.